back with another episode to talk to you guys. I'm like actually waiting for my friend to like call me back so we can meet up to hang out. And I'm like, in between that time where I'm waiting, I'm just chilling. I actually came up to like, I'm just kind of sitting in the car chilling while I'm waiting because I don't want to go home. You ever make plans with somebody and you just don't feel like going all the way back home? So I'm like, I'm gonna just stay because I've been out since 3:30. It's 7:25 at night now. But I was like, I don't want to go all the way back home because then he, not that he probably wouldn't mind, he probably would still come to my house to get me or whatever, but I just don't want to do all that. I just want to stay out in the area so we can just meet up like that. But anyway, I'm just I'm just getting on here to talk to y'all. Happy Easter for those who celebrate. It's been like a rough few days for me, so that's why I really mainly wanted to basically come out here, and I wanted to just get out the house. You know, I've been in the house so much dealing with my depression, don't want to leave and go nowhere. And today was nice because I went and visited my grandparents' grave. Both set of my grandparents, or my mom and dad, are both dead, or they have passed away. That's a better term, passed away. So I went to see the graves, and I went to see them, and then I went for a drive. I was actually going to go to Walmart and pick up some food for my daughter's snacks next week. But then I was like, I need ice cream too. Well, like yogurt bars, not ice cream, but yogurt bars. And I was like, well, I'm going to hang out with my friends. I probably should not get ice cream because while I'm waiting, it could melt. So I'm just like, and I kind of don't feel like shopping today anyway. So I'm just going to wait and go tomorrow after my daughter's doctor's appointment at 4. I'll get my mom to take me because my mom is going with us to the appointment tomorrow. So she can take me by the store and I can pick up some stuff then because I'm tired, y'all. I do not feel like doing a damn thing. But yeah, today was a nice day because I got out the house. I got out my room. I got to enjoy life. And I think that's so important that if any of you listening or dealing with depression, that you remember to get out the house. Don't sit in the house. Don't let the house overtake you. Get out the house. Enjoy your life and try to find something fun to do, you know, that keeps you busy so that you're not sitting around thinking about your depression all the time. Because it's not healthy to be sitting around thinking about being depressed all the time. So I tell anybody listening to me, get out the house, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, and don't allow depression to overtake you. I'm just sitting here waiting for him. And I just want to talk to you guys. Again, if you guys did listen to the podcast episode that I made last night, it was like 57 minutes. I think 57 or 54 minutes long. I apologize for that, y'all. I had no intention when I made that podcast to have it that long. But once I got to talking and going, it just ended up being that long to the point where Anchor like literally cut it and was like, okay, your recording is too long. I had to add another recording to that because of it. So if you don't listen to the whole thing, I completely understand why, but if you do, thank you so much. But it is really long, so you definitely, pretty much almost an hour, so you definitely have to be in the mood to listen to something because it is long as hell. But yeah, and then I made another one that I posted today about depression. That one was actually made last night as well. I had a lot of time yesterday to keep uploading stuff, so I just kept like kind of giving y'all all the good content and things like that. I told you guys I'm actually going to be starting to leave notes on my phone about different topics I want to cover and things like that. Like I've got, like yesterday was depression and talked about relationships. And you know what, I don't really have a set topic to talk about today, so this is going to be just a random conversation with me. Whatever flows and whatever comes to my mind, we're just going to talk about it. There's no set topic. This is Random Talk Sunday, Easter Sunday. One thing I do want to say is I was listening to, if y'all know the rapper Wale, not all y'all may know him and that's fine, but Google him if you don't. He made a song called Diary. Like a lot of years ago when he first came out, that's when I think he was heavily slept on because a lot of people didn't know who he was new to the game, and he's just like a poetry song, but I love it, and it has Marsha Ambrose on it. And if you know, you might not know who she is either, so Google her. But the point is that I kept listening to that song today, and I kept listening to it last night, and I kept telling myself, in the song, he's talking about a woman that has been so scorned and been through so much that when she finally gets a good man, she does not know how to take that man. So she pushes him away. She basically is so, she got a mom in the song. He talks about how her mom, you know, doesn't like her dad and how her girlfriend's basically getting her head and tell her to stop talking to the guy that is good for her. And she just keeps repeating the cycle, going from men to men, but not being able to keep them because of her patterns and her behaviors and how she was raised. And it made me think about how a lot of us women are so used to dating men that are not good for us, that when we meet a good man that is good for us, we don't know how to take that man. We're so used to being disrespected, cheated on, and dogged out by men that when we meet a good guy, we have no idea what to do. And I will say this. So my friend was telling me a story about a female that he met. He was telling me how he had made her, ran her a bubble bath. He set up some books around for her. He like had a whole like, you know, rose petals, all that stuff. And he told her, get in the tub, soak your body, relax, and just take an hour to yourself. He said, literally, he told the girl, if you need me, call me. I'm just going to be like, right. Because he basically left the house to give her time to herself. So literally 5 minutes after he left, she called crying, saying she couldn't do it, saying that she was not used to a man treating her good and that basically what he did for her didn't mean anything. So he was mad, of course, because he's like, well, forget it. Then I'll try to do something nice for you, and it's how you view it. I say all this to say, and I even told him this, I said a lot of women are not used to being treated good. So some women have this mentality that they believe and they think it's okay and acceptable for a man to dog them out and disrespect them and treat them bad because that's all they know. And it's not always necessarily their fault, but that's all you know, then that's what you go by, right? So when we, like I said, when we get a good man, some of us don't know how to take that man. Some of us don't know what to do. I myself can relate because I've never had a good man to treat me right. So to have a man in my life now that actually treats me good, I'm still adjusting. But I will say this, I don't question anything about that man or the situation that God brought to me. But yeah, it's hard sometimes because you so used to being hurt, that's all you know. A lot of times I listen to music and rappers and just singers and whatever, their music speaks volumes. And a lot of times people listen to a beat of a song and they, oh, I love that song, the beat is so good. But if you listen to an artist, especially when an artist writes their own music and you listen to what they have to say, a lot of these songs you can relate to. Like, I used to love Eminem because every song he did, you could relate to it. He spoke about his mom, his daughter, his ex-baby mama Kim. He spoke about stuff that you could relate to. Love Eminem. Love him. I do. Love his music. But my point being is that you gotta live every day like it's your last. You gotta enjoy the people that God sends into your life. You gotta enjoy the life you have. You only get one life. Live it up. Live it up. Because I thought about that today. I said, me sitting in my room being depressed, me sitting in my room dealing with anxiety, me crying, what is that doing for me? It's not doing a damn thing for me. Nothing at all. Me sitting in this room crying and being emotional and being sad does nothing for me. It's just time taken out of my life that I am not going to be able to get back. It's time that is gone from me now, which is why I say all this to say it's so, so important that you realize that your time is everything. Spend your time wisely. Spend your time with people who really mean something to you. Don't spend your time having meaningless conversations, hanging out with people really don't add value to your life. Spend your time enjoying yourself. And I'm gonna be real with y'all. In my cell phone, I haven't been talking to nobody in my phone for the past week. Barely been texting or calling anybody. And I will say this, and I don't miss it. I don't. Dealing with my depression kind of had me shutting down a little bit. But I'm gonna tell you something. Sometimes you gotta take time for yourself, and you gotta focus on you, and you got to stop taking the phone calls and respond to every text you get, because you got to focus on the things that really matter. Just get off social media, close your phone up, close the laptop, stop posting pictures to Instagram, and live in the moment. So many people, every move they make got to be posted on Instagram or Facebook. You don't even allow yourself to live in the damn moment and enjoy the moment. You could have just went with your boyfriend to a winery. Y'all could have been wine tasting out of the time, because you get all excited, you want to pull out the phone and take a picture, then you got to post it to your Facebook and be like, me and my man at the winery. Why do we need to know that, for one? Two, you could have just enjoyed that moment with that man and not even put it out for the world to see. Some stuff don't have to be posted. I'm not saying, again, that you can't post your significant other on social media, because you can. That's your right. However, every moment with that person does not need to be posted. Enjoy some moments. Leave some moments in the camera roll. Don't have to. You can just look at it on your own time. You see what I'm saying? And some people don't understand that or get that. I think that moments are supposed to be sacred, and we're supposed to enjoy and live in every single moment. You know, a lot of times too, what I love to see, though, I will admit to this, what I love to see on social media is when a woman I've been following on my Instagram finally posts a picture and she has a good guy, and she's like, finally I got it right. And you can look at their pictures and just see how happy they are. They're smiling. You can see that man is loving on her. Those are the best posts I love to see from a woman on Instagram. I love to see woman empowerment posts. I love to see women who uplift other women. But I do also love to see the woman that finally get it right with the right man. Those are like my, I love to see posts with people's families, you know, and the kids, stuff like that. That's stuff I want to see. I don't want to see no drama like stuff on my Instagram or my Facebook or whatever. And that's why I don't utilize or use Facebook anymore, because Facebook to me is just too much drama. Now, some of y'all might like it. I don't care for it. I just don't. And as I'm getting older, I'm noticing that I'm not a big avid on social media. Like, I don't find myself wanting to be on social media like I used to be. Like, I used to always feel like I had to be on social media. But I no longer feel like I have to be on social media like I used to be. Like, I had to find a common ground. You know, but yeah. Life is really short, y'all. You gotta live your life and enjoy it. And if you're single, focus on being single and being happy. You know, it's funny, but I really believe that a lot of the bad men that we encounter, they're preparing us to meet that right man. They're preparing us to meet the man for us. And all those times we got our heart broken and we cried and we got cheated on or played or disrespected, again, that's preparing us for the right man, because that right man that we get ain't gonna do none of that for us. And like I told y'all guys, if you listen to the episode about I'm happy that I posted yesterday, the right man for you, it'll just fit like a glove. You ain't gotta force it. You ain't gotta question it. It's gonna fit like that. Just remember that. The right man for you, and I'm gonna say it again, everything is gonna happen naturally. It's gonna fit like a glove. It's like a puzzle piece. You know how when you're messing around with the puzzle piece and you gotta mix all the pieces around and try to get it to fit? When you find the right man or woman, you don't have to do that. The puzzle pieces are gonna just fit right into the spaces quickly, because it's meant to be. You feel it. And when you find the one, a lot of people don't realize this, but when you really know you have the one, sometimes you can tell when that person walks in the room, that's it. That's the one for me. Because you'll be able to see by how they their actions, how they talk, how they walk, everything about them, and how they treat you. You'll just know. It's like a light bulb will go off in your head, like ding, 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 like I said yesterday, and you will just know. So don't question a lot of things in your life if you're still single or if you're still going through anything. Don't question it. Just let God, give it to God and let it be. Because eventually, everything you've gone through is going to come full circle, and God is going to come and make a way, and you're going to meet that right person for you. And you never going to look back on nothing you had in your past. And the main thing that I noticed too is when you meet the one for you, you don't question it. You never question nothing. You don't question if they're cheating. You don't question their whereabouts. You don't question nothing they tell you. You just go along with it because you know it to be true, and you trust that person. Because in every guy that I dated, I always had to question them. In the back of my mind, I was questioning things. In the back of my mind, I was like, this ain't gonna work. I don't like this. I don't like that. But the one for you, you don't have to question a damn thing. It's gonna all fit into place. Just like that. So, I want y'all to be aware of that. And I just want y'all to live y'all life. Have a good life. Live it up. Enjoy it. And live the life that's good for you. Live a life that makes you happy. That's all you really can do in this world. You just gotta live the life that you can live. It took me a long time to kind of realize some of the things that I know now about life and about relationships and friendships and all these things, because it took me a while to get here. I really used to think in my mind that relationships were about pain, friendships were about pain, that people were supposed to put you through things. I used to have this mindset that no matter what people put me through, I would just forgive them and keep allowing them to do it over and over. And I learned that you're no one's doormat, so don't ever be a doormat for anybody. So you gotta remember that. So that's what I want you guys to always know and to always be aware of. I am like so tired, y'all. Like, I'm like, oh my God. I'm just waiting, and I don't know. Is it just me, or do y'all just hate waiting on people? I know people get busy and people mean well, but I'm a type of person, like, once I make plans with you and you're like, yeah, we're going to meet up, we're going to hang out, I literally do not like to wait that long on you. Like, I'll give you a few minutes, maybe even an hour, but after that, I'm like, okay, where are you? Let's go. I hate waiting on people, especially when I'll be ready to go. Because for me, my time, I don't like to waste my time. My time is valuable. And I don't like waiting on people, because people be like, oh, we're going to do something. They just keep you waiting and waiting. It's like, don't tell me, you know, and I would tell people, don't keep me waiting. Like, come on now, let's go. So I don't like waiting on people. I hate that. It's such a pet peeve, because I be like, in my mind, when somebody asks me to chill, I'm already ready to go at that point, especially if I agree to chill with them. Like, I'm ready to go, but then I hate the whole waiting on them to call or text you back to let you know what the next update is. It's kind of like, this is not goddamn make a deal. Like, come on, I'm ready to go. Like, that's how I be feeling. I'm not one of the people that like waiting on people. Like, when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to damn to go. Like, let's go. I'm not waiting all day on you. Come on. Especially when I get excited about seeing somebody too, I be like, come on, let's go. I'm ready to go. I'm all excited and hyped up, and then the person that I want to see is making me wait. I'm like, come on. So yeah, that's the kind of person I am, y'all. I be like, come on, let's go. I'm at my job, y'all, just sitting in my job parking lot. I think I'm gonna go in a minute, because I want to go back to my old office. Yes, I have the key to my job still, y'all, but I have not been to my job since I started working at home. I just want to go walk through the office right quick and just check out my old office and see what's changed since I left, because it's been a minute since I've been up here. Yeah, I don't really miss coming to work every day, to be honest with you. Like, I do miss my coworkers and stuff, but I don't miss having to get out of my bed all early and come drive up here and then have to drive home. Especially with my new work hours, because I work 8 to 4:30. I don't feel like I would make it to my job by 8 o'clock every day, because by the time I drop my daughter off at school, it'd be like 7. I get her there by 7:35 or 7:38. And then once she get out the car, I got to drive. And it's like 7:40 something by the time I get out of the school parking lot and I'm riding down the road. And I get back to my house at like 7:50 most days, or 7:51 or something. So it's kind of like, I don't think I make it to my job by 8 every day. I'd be late. So I'm grateful to be working at home now, because I don't think I can make it up here, y'all, at all. But yeah. But it's just nice to get out the house and enjoy your Sunday and your Easter. I hope everybody had a good Easter, but it's just nice to enjoy your me time. Always have me time, y'all. I know struggling with depression sometimes, having too much me time is not good for me, because then I will slip back into my depression and make it worse. But still, even with that, you guys, just try to have every once in a blue moon, especially as if you're a mother, make sure you take me time for yourself. You got to have time for yourself, because sometimes when you have kids and a husband and or boyfriend or whomever, or family and friends, you forget to take time for yourself. So always take time for you and enjoy your life and enjoy your free time and your downtime, and try to relax and just, you know, take it all in, because time waits for no one. And sometimes you need time to be alone. Like, today was a good day for me, because I got out the house. I got the house for a long time. my daughter spent the day with my mom, and I got to just enjoy my day. So it was a good day, because I didn't really plan on doing nothing but heading back to my house. So that's all I was going to do. So now I'm just waiting to figure out what my friend is doing. And he better hurry up before I... I don't like waiting on people, y'all. But anyway, it's just been a day. Well, since I gotta wait, y'all, we also, you know what, I have not did a Q&A in a while, y'all, so we could do a quick Q&A. I gotta find one. Hold on, you guys. I like to do Q&A with you guys every once in a blue moon because it's fun. And it's been a really long time since I actually did any Q&As with you guys. So here's a Q&A that I just found on vloggergear.com. It's like 400 questions. I'm not going to do 400 questions because I'm already 21 minutes in. I don't want my podcast to be 50-something minutes today because that was ridiculous. But anyway, I'm going to do a quick Q&A and I'm going to end this and just figure out what my friend is doing so I can figure out if I need to go home or not because I'm getting tired. So anyway, the first question they ask is, where is your favorite place to go on vacation? So my favorite place to go on vacation used to be Virginia Beach, because I live in Virginia. I love the beach. I used to go there every summer with my family, but I have not been like in 2 years because of COVID and other things. So I do miss the beach a lot. How many countries have you been to? I have not been to any countries. I would love to travel the world, and I would love to maybe go to Paris or Africa or something like that, but I've never been anywhere. What is your favorite TV show? Right now, my favorite TV show is called All Rise. It actually was on, I think, ABC or CBS or NBC or something, but it got canceled. And then Oprah's network, the OWN network, OWN network, they picked it up. So they're working on their third season now, and the third season comes out in June. But I'm on season one, so I got to catch up and get to season two by the time the new one comes out in June. So yes, I love that show. It's called All Rise, and it's on OWN network. I really like that show right now. Another show I like is on Netflix. It's called The Upshaws. It has Mike Epps, the comedian, in it, and Wanda Sykes. I really like that show. That was really good. But yeah, those are some shows I'm just watching. I'm getting into right now. Have you ever met a celebrity? I have not met a celebrity before. I have gone to like a concert that was a gospel concert with gospel singers, but I didn't get to personally like meet them or shake their hand. So no, I never met a celebrity before. Who is your favorite actor? I do not have a favorite actor. I don't. That's really weird. I know. I don't have a favorite actor. That's weird. I don't know. Not one I can think of off the top of my head anyway. I used to like Michael B. Jordan. He's still pretty good. So I shouldn't say used to. He's pretty good. Michael B. Jordan. He does a little bit of acting. I can't think of anyone else right now. What was your favorite childhood toy? I have a toy at home, which is a stuffed animal. I got it years ago when we got in a car accident. I was a little kid, and I was crying so bad because the men hit us. It was me and my mom and dad in the car, and this man hit us head on. Then he fled and ran through the woods, and I was crying. He did get arrested. They found him. But the point is, I was crying so bad because I was scared. So the fireman gave me a stuffed teddy bear, and that's like one of my favorite toys because it's memorable. Because when I was sad, you know, I had a stuffed animal. How many shoes do you have? I cannot count. I do not know. Probably too many. My closet looks horrendous right now. My shoes are just thrown at the bottom. I got shoes under my bed. I got shoes everywhere. I don't know how many shoes I got. Too many, and I don't even wear them all. How many kids do you want? Well, I have a daughter right now who's 5. I do want another child, maybe. Maybe once I like fall in love and get married, I might have another baby. Never know. But that would be my last child. I wouldn't want any more after that. Next child. What's the last movie you cried to? Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I do not know. I watch a lot of movies, but I can't remember the last movie I watched that made me cry. That's a really good question, y'all. The last movie I watched that made me cry. Oh, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I can't remember. What's the worst movie you've ever seen? Oh my God. Not to be mean, Netflix, but they did a remake to Texas Chainsaw Massacre that's on Netflix right now, and it's horrible. I will always like the original with Jessica Biel. The rest of the ones were... that one on Netflix was horrible. The killing was horrible. Everything just... it was a mess. Yeah, I didn't like it. Have you ever shot a gun? I have not shot a gun. I probably would be too scared to. Which movie did you watch last? The last movie I actually watched probably... dang it. One was that Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie on Netflix. Another one, I don't know. Probably that, and it was another one I think I watched on Hulu, but I can't think of the name of it right now, y'all. I cannot remember this stuff. Do you enjoy roller coasters? I do not like roller coasters. I'm scared to death of roller coasters. They scare the hell out of me. I do not like them. Who was your celebrity crush? I actually don't have a celebrity crush. I don't. Like, probably when I was younger, I used to love Chris Brown or, like, Trey Songz or stuff like that. But now that I'm older, I don't really have a celebrity crush that I fangirl over. Have you ever cheated? I have not cheated in a relationship. No, I do not like cheaters. I don't believe in cheating. So it's a no. What is your biggest fear? My biggest fears in life are love, falling in love, and probably snakes. I don't like snakes, and I'm scared to fall in love. Those are my fears. What's your favorite midnight snack? I've been eating a lot of, like, popcorn lately or strawberries. I even eat, like, graham crackers sometimes or my yogurt bars. What is your pet peeve? One of my biggest pet peeves are just rude people. I do not like rude people. People who are just nasty for no reason. Have you ever cheated on a test? God, yes, I have cheated on a test before. I'm human, I have. I feel bad about it, but I did not want to fail the test. What is a talent nobody knows you have? A lot of people don't know that I like to write novels and poems until I tell them. They'll be kind of shocked. And then when I show them my work, which I don't show everybody my work, but people who I have shown, they're like, oh my God, this is really good. So yeah. Do you enjoy shopping at the mall or online? Probably both, but mostly I'm an online shopper. Like, if I can just order it online and get it shipped to my house, I'm good to go. What do you miss most about being young? Not having a care in the world, no bills, not having to worry about anything. I feel like once you become an adult, your life just shifts because you have to start worrying about everything. But as a child, when you're young, you have no worries. You can do what you want to do, no care in the world. What is the most trouble you've been in? The most trouble I've been in, I can't. Maybe when, like, I didn't give my mom my report card right away or something. I don't know. I can't remember. What is your idea of a perfect day? My perfect day probably is me waking up, me getting my breakfast, me getting dressed, starting my day, and probably spending time with my daughter or my family, or spending time by myself, going to the beach, just hanging with friends, just enjoying my day, having a good time. Not a care in the world. Coffee or tea? Both. But right now, I would prefer probably tea. But I don't drink coffee or tea right now. But if I had to pick, because I'm not really a big coffee drinker. I used to drink so much Starbucks coffee when I worked at my old job that now I don't care for Starbucks like that. So probably, yeah, I would drink some warm tea. Would you go to space? Hell no, I would not go to space. If you could have dinner with anyone alive, who would it be? Dang, that's a good question. Who would I have dinner with? You know who I want to have dinner with? The actress that plays on the show All Rise, that plays the judge. Judge Lola Carmichael. I'd want to sit down with her. I want to sit down with her. I love that show and I love her character. I want to sit down and have dinner with her. If you could have, what was your best subject in school? Oh, wait, let me go back. Oh. My best subject in school was English. Okay, if you could have dinner with anyone dead, who would it be? If I could have anyone dead, it probably would be Marilyn Monroe. I love Marilyn Monroe. She was just so beautiful to me. She had a nice body. She was beautiful. She's just her personality. I want to sit down with Marilyn Monroe. What's your hidden talent? I don't think I have a hidden talent. I don't think I do. Who can you tell anything to? Probably my mom. And yeah, my mom is the main person I tell everything to, that I trust, basically. How many people have you kissed? I have no idea. I don't know how many people. How can you just count that? I mean, I don't. Not many. How long would you last on a deserted island? Probably not even a day. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I'm not getting on a deserted island. I probably would be crying and telling the airplane people or somebody to come get me within a day. Would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? I want to be invisible so I can like walk in rooms and hear people talk and see people what people are doing, but they couldn't see me. How many pets do you want? So right now I just have a dog and I don't want any more pets. I might give my daughter a fish because her fish pet died, but other than that, I don't want a whole bunch of pets because taking care of a dog and everything else is a lot of work, y'all. It's like having a child, basically. How many oceans have you been in? Probably just one. What is the most embarrassing memory from school? My most embarrassing, or one of them, is when I actually was going up the stairs at school and I fell in front of the whole school. Like, we were all, you had to go up a flight of stairs to get to the classrooms in the cafeteria. And I remember going up the steps and just tripping and falling and just laying there. I was so embarrassed. If you had a statue, where would you want it to be? Probably in my hometown, somewhere in my hometown. Are you more like your mom or dad? More like, I have my dad's personality. I have my dad's personality. What is the best part about being your age? I think being 32, the best part is just knowing that I've been through some shit in my life, but also knowing that because I've been through some shit, that I know that I'm not going to allow those things to happen to me anymore, because I'm at a place in my life with things I put up with in my 20s, I won't put up with in my 30s. What is your dream job? Basically what I'm doing now, being in the medical field. When do you want to get married? I don't have a set time on when I want to get married. I did not realize my lights was on, y'all. Let me turn them off, my bad. But I don't believe in timing things. I believe that, especially something as big as marriage, that should not be timed. You should let that happen naturally and go with the flow. Would you rather live in a submarine or an airplane? An airplane, maybe? I don't know. I hate heights, though. I don't know. If you could stay on the ground, maybe an airplane. What is the best thing about where you live? The best thing about my small town is that everybody knows everybody, and it's a small community in a sense, and I think that's what I like about it. What is your worst injury? I haven't really injured myself besides the time when I messed my wrist up. Like, I had got carpal tunnel or something from typing a computer. My whole wrist was, like, sore and in pain. Maybe. What is your favorite school subject? It would be English or whatever. Skiing or snowboarding? Neither. Probably neither. I'm not doing that. What superpower would you have? I want to be invisible. What is your biggest pet peeve? Rude people. Where would you go first if you could teleport? I don't know where the hell I would go. I would go a lot of places. I just don't know where right now. What do you think is your best feature? My smile. What is something you want to improve on? I want to improve on being more outgoing and getting back out there like I used to be. In my 20s, I was so outgoing. Since I got in my 30s and I'm not as outgoing, so I want to improve on like getting out there more. Where will you be in 5 years? I have no idea where I'll be in 5 years. I hope to be married in 5 years. I hope to kind of be deeper into my career, maybe like being like a manager or something in my career and being successful. I don't know. Where would you be in 10 years? Again, I don't know where I'll be in 10 years, but I hope to be successful in whatever I'm doing and be married and have a family. Do you have any secrets that nobody knows? Of course, don't we all? I can't reveal them. What celebrity could you beat up in a fight? I don't want to fight no celebrity, so nobody. What actor or actress do you like the least? Yeah, I'm not even going to answer that because I don't even really think about stuff like that. Would you rather live in a penthouse or on a giant farm? Probably a penthouse. A farm seems nice because you got animals, but I do the penthouse. Which sibling do you like the best? I don't have any siblings. I'm an only child. Have you ever been arrested? Hell no, and I hope it never happens. What is the dumbest thing you've ever done? Give people too many chances. Have you ever ding-dong ditched? Yes, I have. You go to somebody's house, ring the doorbell, and you run. Me and my friends used to do it all the time. When's the last time you were sick? Probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago, because I stayed with the cold. My immune system is so weak, you guys. When is the last time you went to the hospital? In March, because my mom had surgery. So yeah, in March, and I had to go visit her in the hospital. When's the last time you went, how often do you brush your teeth? Twice a day. What animal do you resemble? I have no idea. What is my favorite drink? Probably water. I used to love tea, and I used to love, like, Snapple and Gatorades, but once I started taking my diet serious, now all I drink is water. What sport is most exciting to watch? Football, of course. What sport is most boring? Probably golf. What is my night routine? I don't really have one like that. Like, I'll wash my face, brush my teeth, and then go to bed like that. What is your morning routine? Same thing. What is your favorite breakfast food? I eat a lot of turkey sausage or turkey bacon and, like, egg whites. Do you consume a lot of caffeine? No, I do not. What charitable cause is closest to your heart? Probably the cancer charity, because a lot of cancer runs in my family, so it's kind of close to my heart. I'll do a few more, y'all, and then I'm going to end this because I'm getting tired. I'm going to find out where my friend is because it's getting kind of late, and I don't want to be sitting here waiting all freaking day. What was my favorite TV show growing up? I loved Rugrats. What is my favorite social media app? Probably Instagram. And TikTok is on there, too. How many hours a day do you spend on your phone? Probably a lot. I'm not going to lie. I'm always glued to my phone or near it or something. I try not to be on it as much, but I know it happens. Do I like cold or warm water better? I love warm water better, but then I get too hot. I love warm weather. Yeah, all right, y'all. So that's all the questions I'm going to do, because this is 37 minutes long than I want it to be. And I'm going to end this. Peace and love. Again, happy Easter. This was just a rambling type episode. I didn't really have a set topic. But I wish you guys have a great day. And I'm going to end this.